Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today brings us to Jeremiah chapter 12 and 13. We'll listen to our guest reader, Dave Love, on chapter 12, and listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's reading on chapter 13. Pastor Dave Love is the pastor at Calvary Castle Rock in Castle Rock, Colorado. I visit Calvary Castle Rock regularly because they teach the Word of God. In my opinion, Dave Love is one of the best Bible teachers I've ever heard. So let's listen to Pastor Dave Love read Jeremiah chapter 12.
Jeremiah chapter 12. Righteous are you, O Lord, when I complain to you, yet I would plead my case before you. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why do all who are treacherous thrive? You plant them, they take root, they grow and produce fruit. You are near in their mouth and far from their heart. But you, O Lord, know me. You see me and test my heart toward you. Pull them out like sheep for the slaughter and set them apart for the day of slaughter. How long will the land mourn and the grass of every field wither? For the evil of those who dwell in it, the beasts and the birds are swept away, because they said, he will not see our latter end. If you have raced with men on foot, and they have wearied you, how will you compete with horses? And if in a safe land you are so trusting, what will you do in the thicket of the Jordan? For even your brothers and the house of your father, even they have dealt treacherously with you. They are all in full cry after you. Do not believe them, though they speak friendly words to you. I have forsaken my house. I have abandoned my heritage. I have given the beloved of my soul into the hands of her enemies. My heritage has become to me like a lion in the forest. She has lifted up her voice against me. Therefore, I hate her. Is my heritage to me like a hyena's lair? Are the birds of prey against her all around? Go assemble all the wild beasts. Bring them to devour. Many shepherds have destroyed my vineyard. They have trampled down my portion. They have made my pleasant portion a desolate wilderness. They have made it a desolation. Desolate, it mourns to me. The whole land is made desolate, but no man lays it to heart. Upon all the bare heights in the desert, destroyers have come, for the sword of the Lord devours from one end of the land to the other. No flesh has peace. They have sown wheat, they have reaped thorns, they have tried themselves out, but profit nothing. They shall be ashamed of their harvest because of the fierce anger of the Lord. Thus says the Lord concerning all my evil neighbors who touch the heritage that I have given my people Israel to inherit. Behold, I will pluck them up from the land. I will pluck up the house of Judah from among them. And after I have plucked them up, I will again have compassion on them. I will bring them again, each to his heritage and each to his land. And it shall come to pass, if they will diligently learn the ways of my people, to swear by my name, as the Lord lives, even as they taught my people to swear to Baal, then they shall be built upon the midst of my people. But if any nation will not listen, then I will utterly pluck it up and destroy it, declares the Lord.
Jeremiah 13.
Thus says the Lord to me, go and buy a linen loincloth and put it around your waist, and do not dip it in water.
So I bought a loincloth according to the word of the Lord, and put it around my waist. And the word of the Lord came to me a second time.
Take the loincloth that you have bought, which is around your waist, and arise. Go to the Euphrates and hide it there in a cleft of the rock.
So I went and hid it by the Euphrates, as the Lord commanded me. And after many days the Lord said to me,
arise, go to the Euphrates and take from there the loincloth that I commanded you to hide there.
Then I went to the Euphrates and dug, and I took the loincloth from the place where I had hidden it. And behold, the loincloth was spoiled. It was good for nothing. Then the word of the Lord came to me. Thus says the Lord, even so will I spoil the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. This evil people who refuse to hear my words, who stubbornly follow their own heart and have gone after other gods to serve them and worship them, shall be like this loincloth, which is good for nothing. For as the loincloth clings to the waist of a man,
So I made the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah cling to me, declares the Lord, that they might be for me a people, a name, a praise, and a glory, but they would not listen. You shall speak to them this word, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, every jar shall be filled with wine, and they will say to you, do we not indeed know that every jar will be filled with wine? Then you shall say to them, thus says the Lord, behold, I will fill with drunkenness all the inhabitants of this land, the kings who sit on David's throne, the priests, the prophets, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and I will dash them one against another, fathers and sons together, declares the Lord. I will not pity or spare or have compassion that I should not destroy them. Hear and give ear. Be not proud, for the Lord has spoken. Give glory to the Lord your God before he brings darkness, before your feet stumble on the twilight mountains, and while you look for light, he turns it into gloom and makes it deep darkness. But if you will not listen, my soul will weep in secret for your pride. My eyes will weep bitterly and run down with tears because the Lord's flock has been taken captive. Say to the king and the queen mother, take a lowly seat, for your beautiful crown has come down from your head. The cities of the Negev are shut up, with none to open them. All Judah is taken into exile, wholly taken into exile. Lift up your eyes and see those who come from the north. Where is the flock that was given you, your beautiful flock? What will you say when they set as head over you those whom you yourself have taught to be friends to you? Will not pangs take hold of you like those of a woman in labor? And if you say in your heart, why have these things come upon me? It is for the greatness of your iniquity that your skirts are lifted up and you suffer violence. Can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard his spots? Then also you can do good who are accustomed to do evil. I will scatter you like chaff driven by the wind from the desert. This is your lot, the portion I have measured out to you, declares the Lord, because you have forgotten me and trusted in lies. I myself will lift up your skirts over your face, and your shame will be seen. I have seen your abominations, your adulteries and neighings, your lewd whorings, on the hills and the field. Woe to you, O Jerusalem! How long will it be before you are made clean?
In 1991, concerning Jeremiah chapter 12, I wrote in my personal Bible reading journal, hypocrisy, thou art near to their lips, but far from their minds. But thou knowest me, O Lord, thou seest me, and thou dost examine my heart's attitude toward all. Concerning verse 15 in chapter 12, I wrote, he is a God of compassion. And on to chapter 13, I wrote concerning verse 10, refuse to listen, walk in stubbornness of heart, go after other gods, become worthless in God's eyes. And then about verse 11, what God wants, my people, for praise and glory, listen. I continue to write, God is God. He wants a people to love him, listen to him, obey him, worship him, love him, give him glory. God help me be so. Skipping over 2004 and jumping right to 2016, I wrote in my personal Bible reading journal that year, Jeremiah is not the only one who complains to God. We all do. We question God, plead our case before him, wonder why he doesn't do what we want or think he should. God never answered Job, but he gives Jeremiah an answer in chapter 12, verses 5 through 17. He is fair and just. He judges his heritage, Israel and Judah, and every other nation that will not listen to him. I continue to write, pride separates us from God, causing us evil and unwilling to listen to God. God gets mad, angry at us, yes, even his own people. Repent. Jeremiah wants us to turn and give glory to God, but they and we do not. In chapter 12, Jeremiah pleads his case before the Lord. Look at verses 1 and 2. Righteous are you, O Lord, when I complain to you, yet I would plead my case before you. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? God answers Jeremiah in verses 5 through the rest of chapter 12. So why do the wicked prosper? Let's look at verse 7. I have forsaken my house. I have abandoned my heritage. I have given the beloved of my soul into the hands of her enemies. Verse 8. My heritage, Israel and Jerusalem, has become to me like a lion in the forest. She has lifted up her voice against me. Therefore, I hate her. Why do the wicked prosper? Because God allows them to. He uses the wicked to judge Israel, Judah, and us. Why do the wicked prosper? Let's look at verse 14. Thus says the Lord concerning all my evil neighbors who touch the heritage that I have given my people Israel to inherit. Behold, I will pluck them up from their land, and I will pluck up the house of Judah from among them. And after I have plucked them up, I will again have compassion on them, and I will bring them again, each to his heritage and each to his land. And it shall come to pass, if they will diligently learn the ways of my people, to swear by my name, as the Lord lives, even as they taught my people to swear by Baal, then they shall be built up in the midst of my people. But if any nation will not listen, then I will utterly pluck it up and destroy it, declares the Lord. Why do the wicked prosper? Again, because the Lord allows it. He used nations around Israel to judge Israel. And then he says, I will restore Israel, and I could restore those nations that I've used for my purposes if they listen to me. But if they do not, I will destroy them as well. Lord, we pray that you would never need to use the wicked to discipline us. Place a hedge of protection around us, O God. Help me keep my eyes focused on you so that you will never have to raise up wickedness around me to get me back in step with you. Keep me in the palm of your hand, Lord. Put a hedge of protection around my life. I ask for that in the name of Jesus. Amen.